The View blasts Maine Democrat Senate candidate Graham Plattner over his Nazi tattoo, not just a whoopsie. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 24, 2025. The co-hosts of ABC's The View blasted Democrat Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner on Thursday over what co-host Joy Behar called a Nazi tattoo. Co-host Sarah Haynes said his anti-police rhetoric is not just a whoopsie. Although everyone has a past, not everyone can whip up an anti-Semitism or racist tattoo that they accidentally got on spring break. Because they were drinking, Sarah Haynes said during Thursday's episode of The View. The level of what you're bringing up is not just a whoopsie. It was a repeated offender, she said, referring to Plattner also facing backlash for his past purported Reddit posts. In old Reddit posts, the Senate candidate is accused of referring to himself as a communist, calling police bastards, and saying sexual assault victims should take some responsibility for themselves and not get so messed up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to. So, this is where I say there are just so many fish in the sea. In fact, there are 1.5 million people in Maine. I'm sure there is someone else that they can get, Haynes asserted. Co-host Joy Behar then chimed in, bizarrely using the moment to attack the entire county, while appearing unaware that only residents of Maine can run for Senate in the state, adding, there are 340 million people in this country, they can't find one without a Nazi tattoo? Whoopi Goldberg, meanwhile, asked, doesn't anybody recognize that if you're going to run for office, your stuff's going to come up? Adding, perhaps you want to bring it up before everybody else does, because now it just sounds like you're making excuses. I can't tell you that when I used to get drunk, I didn't do stupid stuff. But what I can tell you is that I know I drank and did stupid stuff and I took responsibility for it, Goldberg added. That's what I'm saying before it's uncovered by other people. And I don't think you all wouldn't be looking for something. Watch below. The View co-host Sonny Hostin pointed out that several Democrats were defending Plattner in an effort to unseat Senator Susan Collins. Army, but agreed with Haynes that he should have addressed his past behavior with something more than a noobs. When you get to the point where you're denying on a podcast that you're a Nazi, I think it's over, Hostin said. The backlash began on Monday, after Plattner tried to get ahead of opposition research by disclosing he had a skull tattoo that resembles Nazi imagery. Specifically, the Totenkopf, a symbol of the SS, or Schutzstaffel, under Adolf Hitler. Plattner tried explaining the tattoo away during Monday's episode of the Pod Save America podcast, telling Tommy Veter that he and some fellow Marines got very inebriated in 2006, and decided to go get a tattoo. We went to a tattoo parlor in Split, Croatia. And we chose a terrifying-looking skull and crossbones off the wall. Because we were Marines and, you know, skulls and crossbones are a pretty standard military thing, Plattner said. The Maine Senate candidate further insisted that after getting the tattoo, he went on to live life like a regular person, which he noted included taking my shirt off, performing Miley Cyrus songs in front of my extended family, and just taking my shirt off at the beach. I went to college, I went to the gym, I did all the things. And at no point in this entire experience of my life did anybody ever once say, "Hey, you're a Nazi," Plattner added, before suggesting that he realized his tattoo could be an issue after he found out opposition research was looking into it. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.